This is Girly So Groovy, and this week on the program, we are celebrating the groundbreaking, trailblazing spirit of Patsy Cline and all those musicians and bands who have since launched careers because of the work Patsy Cline did herself. Let's talk about what we just heard at the start of the set. That is absolutely Patsy Cline with her song, A Poor Man's Roses or A Rich Man's Gold. That actually was released in 1957 as the B-side to Patsy Cline's single Walkin' After Midnight. And then that song itself took on a whole new life, becoming a hit in its own way. In the middle, it is the incredible singer-songwriter in her own right, Patty Griffin. This time, though, covering Patsy Cline. Patty Griffin is singing Patsy Cline's song, Faded Love. That comes from the 2004 compilation album, Remembering Patsy Cline, a tribute album and cover album to Patsy Cline. After Patty Griffin, who we just heard, it is the alt-country chanteuse herself, Nico Case. Talk about a woman who definitely has been inspired by the work of Patsy Cline. That country crooner vocal that Nico Case has is a direct route to what Patsy Cline was working with. We heard the song Furnace Room Lullaby. It's the title track to Nico Case's 2000 album Furnace Room Lullaby. One of the last ways that Patsy Cline is an absolute groundbreaker is contingent on an absolute tragedy. Where I'm going with this is that Patsy Cline built such a legacy on a career that really was only about a decade long. On March 3rd, 1963, Patsy Cline performed a benefit for a Kansas City radio DJ who had died in a car wreck. Ironically, this proved to be Patsy Cline's final performance. She was sharing the bill with George Jones, Dottie West, among others. Patsy Cline performed three sets that day, ending with an 8 p.m. concert to ravenous fans. The next day, Patsy Cline was supposed to take a private plane back to her home in Goodlettsville, Tennessee, but the airport was fogged in. Dottie West and her husband were going to drive home to Nashville. They urged Patsy Cline to drive home with them. She denied. She demurred and boarded another plane the next day. Well, on March 5th, 1963, Patsy Cline was sadly killed when the plane went down in rough weather outside of Camden, Tennessee, just 90 miles from its final destination. Patsy Cline was only 30 years old when she was buried in her hometown of Winchester, Virginia, but her legacy has only increased through the following years. In 1964, after her death, a greatest hits collection was released. It became one of the longest charting albums in country music history. In 1973, Patsy Cline became the first female solo artist inducted into the Country Hall Music Hall of Fame. Again, all of this legacy done in about a decade span, all before the age of 30. And we are still talking about, singing the songs of, and loving the legacy that is Patsy Cline.
Squeeze me.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klunder. This week on Girly So Groovy, we spent the last hour celebrating the groundbreaking spirit of Patsy Cline and all the musicians and bands who have since owed their careers to the work and path paved by Patsy Cline. What we just heard in that last set started with Patsy Cline and her 1959 song Love Me Honey Do, recorded in 1959, released at the time of her death as a single in 1963. Then in the middle, just like Molly Birch a little bit earlier, a voice that I don't think's been included on Girly So Groovy yet, and I am so glad we could fix that today. Lydia Lovelace, an Ohio native who sounds like a perfect mix of country twang and rock and roll attitude, built on the shoulders of Patsy Cline. We heard the song Wine Lips from Lydia Lovelace. That's from her 2014 album Somewhere Else. And then ending the entire hour-long celebration, it is another groundbreaker we featured in our series last year, Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton, of course, is a self-described Patsy Cline fan. We heard the song Harper Valley PTA. That is from Dolly Parton's 1969 album, In the Good Old Days When Times Were Bad. Well, friends, that wraps up this episode of Girly So Groovy. Whether you were tuning in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, the full 22 years, I cannot thank you enough. Girly So Groovy has been broadcasting proudly from the University of Windsor, CJAM 99.1 FM radio dial for 22 years now in the Detroit and Windsor listening area. And since then, Girly So Groovy is proud to be syndicated from coast to coast across Canada and down into the United States. Remember that you can stay in touch with the show all week long. You can find us on Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook at Girly So Groovy. Girly and groovy end with an IE. The other way you can stay in touch with the show all week long, don't forget, the last 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy is just waiting for you to listen at your leisure. We're on the website Mixcloud. Go to mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. When you are there, you can listen to over 20 hours of Girly So Groovy just waiting for you. Again, to press play or pause and listen at your leisure. Let's wrap up this celebration of Patsy Cline. I'm going to leave you with one more contemporary voice that feels rooted in the country twang, the heartache, the just absolute vintage crooning voice of Patsy Cline. I'm going to leave you with London, Ontario folk rock crooner, singer-songwriter Cat Clyde from her most recent album, Down Rounder. Here is Cat Clyde finishing up the full 2 hours with her song, Real Love. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you next week.
In the springtime of your smile, I fell in love. On a big cloud way up high, stars up above, stars up above. I